When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like it. I think it could be a bong too.
You think the winning coach gets gin and juice poured over?
You should.
Absolutely.
Yes. If we're going to do this, do it the right way. When they always say anything we're doing worth doing right, let's, come on, lean into this.
So Jimmy Dugan said.
That he did.
Scratching his nuts in the sixth inning.
Especially like when you scratch your nuts for an entire inning.
What is this song, 30 years old?
Yes, this year.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. A lot of things happened in 1994.
I remember driving around in my buddy's pickup where we could actually see the pavement through his floorboard. Probably wasn't street legal.
I'm so glad that Snoop is still relevant and still with us.
Yep. The young kids seem to still appreciate him, too.
All right, tweet shared with us. This is from somebody that is sharing it. This is Julia. Julia, earlier today on the old Twitter machine. Actually, she did this yesterday. I love men. They're only ever thinking about sports or existential dread. I just blew that word.
Existential.
Existential dread. That's true.
That's not on you. That's on her.
That's true.
Said food.
There's
something else.
Other things we're thinking about.
Yeah.
Much easier to pronounce.
Yeah. Or
candy.
Or in some cases, I save women by slaying dragons.
Hey, looks good on a resume.
That's true. That kind of sums up me right there. When I think about sports or dread.
Or dread.
Or severe.
Yeah, there you go.
So thank you for sharing. Let's check out Julia here.
3.6
million people.
Animal.
Oh, she's from Germany.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so she gives us outside perspective.
Yeah.
Dirk Nowitzki's coming for Shaq's job.
How's the bio?
Yeah. Oh, well, this is probably not one to be shared because, yeah, her pinned tweet.
Mm-hmm.
I can't read that.
Okay.
She's got some pictures here of her playing video games.
Have anything to do with a camera.
I believe in a nudist colony.
Is there stuff in a bio? Because I was reading all about stuff in bio with the tornadoes last
her,
night.
Bio link? Her thing on Twitter, though, says, not normal, but very well put together.
That says it all. Says it all.
It's actually honest.
Everybody like a little crazy in their life?
A little rough.
No matter what they look like, a little crazy in your life spices it up.
Back when I was mingling in South Florida.
That, would that be the bio right there?
Not normal, but very well put together.
Yeah. Probably ran into a lot of them.
Get in line.
That's
like
blend
college
in.
Football? I know a place.
I was so surprised to go through there. And I can't. I mean, put some clothes on. For God's sake. And also quit tweeting out.
You're somebody's daughter.
She likes Marlboro ice cream. Oh, boy, we're out.
What? I didn't know Marlboro made ice
cream. Yeah. Hmm.
Ways to get nicotine today.
What does it taste like?
I'm very proud of what she says about Reds? Men that only think about sports and dread.
Existential dread.
What
existential.
I would add food for mine.
And dogs.
Yeah. That's a big
one. That's a good one, yeah. Well, I think we're missing the main one.
How is she not married?
I mean, she has us figured out. Just cuts to the core, really.
This was my Twitter experience last night. Ooh, tornadoes headed for insert Oklahoma town here. Oh, pics in bio.
Yeah. Probably.
That's Elon, not Reed Timmer.
Probably Elon's got to fix that.
That's definitely a PDF
so
watch there.
We were talking about TJ Latif, who is a four-star quarterback from California. I think Nebraska has good momentum to get him into the fold for this class. And the way Adrian Martinez is playing, we talk about Adrian Martinez. We did a little bit yesterday. And Nebraska failed him. Adrian wasn't at his best when he was here, but it was a marriage that not normal. And it ended in a separation. I wouldn't call it a divorce because in a divorce, you don't really come back.
It seemed amicable.
Yeah. My parents got divorced. The only time they ever were in the same room again is when the boys got married.
That's a good point. Yeah. All of a sudden.
So, but if it's a separation, you know, they can come back.
So
we had a separation and, you know, Adrian has come back to Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And
or so now.
I'm thinking of lessons to be learned, and that's why I say you can't compare Frost and Rule. It's just completely different. Is think about the one thing where they failed Martinez. I'm only using one. we don't have enough time to go through a list, is they never really created competition in the quarterback room when he was here. Not that he would have, you know, lost his job, but there was never quarterback competition. Like, was Adrian ever afraid of Vedral, Smothers?
Or McCaffrey. The McCaffrey one, just because he ended up getting the job, is the only reason I'd say maybe.
So they never recruited. Two things with the quarterback position that were glaring. No fear of failure, just let it rip.
Right.
That was 2018, Adrian. Mm-hmm. After that, it was, hey, I'm going to coach you. Not good. And then remember they always said, we're going to recruit over you.
Yeah.
They never recruited over Adrian.
That's very true.
Not saying that he wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't hold off any competition. Mm-hmm. But competition may have changed the way he approached the day-to-day and actually really helped him. So Nebraska's got a quarterback room where I believe that they have got that room fixed. And if you just keep adding quarterbacks that are really, really good, I don't care if your main quarterback is excellent, they need competition.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they think that guy's going to beat them out, but you know, a lot of those quarterbacks have chips on their shoulders and like, oh, I'll show you. That's great. Then show me. Make yourself better while that whole room is better. It also shows me that if you're able to reel in after grabbing the highest rated quarterback you ever have, and then another solid 4-star, not a 5-star, but a solid 4-star, is you also have a plan for that room.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what's going on. Nebraska didn't have a plan with the quarterback room with Martinez, and it wasn't a good quarterback room, and it was you know, coached by Coach Wackadoodle. So at least you have Mr. Southern Draw that Paul is running Martin. The quarterback room now that appears to be adult in the room that knows what the heck is going on. So those are lessons to be learned.
Yeah.
That I might be a reach here, but I think you could apply to when you're able to get a quarterback right away, when you just have gone through a spring
mm-hmm.
where the dude's on campus and people are confusing him with Patrick Mahomes when he's at a youth camp and they take a picture of him.
Yeah, because he's got the sunglasses on too. So, well, I think I've seen the same picture.
So there's a picture, the picture from Saturday of Dylan working at a youth camp.
Yeah, he's got the blades on.
He's got the blades on. Yep. He's wearing the 15 jersey, yep. And you could have sworn it was Mahomes.
I did, because I was scrolling through, and I saw that. Mahomes is working at... Oh, wait, that's in South Omaha, and that's Dylan. Good Lord, man, he looks like him. Two things on it. A, please use Wackadoodle more. B, this is... Which is, I think, is rare. But remember Adrian going into his junior year talked about the complacency that even he experienced in the offseason. Talked about not feeling pushed, almost in a way, which I think initially it did get a lot of run when he said that. But think about how rare that is. You've got a spot locked up mm-hmm. at the most important position for a program that is desperately trying to get success. You are, next to the head coach, the most important person on that roster, and even you are saying, in not so certain terms, bring in more competition. I need to be pushed. That to me was so telling of A, how Adrian felt about the room, because the one thing I will always say from day one when you heard from Adrian Martinez, very self-aware, very mature, kind of gets it probably more so than what you'd see 18, 19-year-olds. And even he was clamoring for more competition because he knew what ultimately that would type of position it would put him in. The Luke McCaffrey thing was interesting because, I think what you were getting at, they never put a definitive label on what Luke McCaffrey's overall plan was to be.
Oh, they put a label on him.
Well, I remember the lobbying that he will be a future quarterback at Nebraska. But did Adrian Martinez ever feel that competition? Did you ever think that there was somebody coming in that was hungry to take your job and that was legitimate, and it was only as an elite competitor, which I assume anybody playing that position at a Power 5 school is going to be driven. And the ones that aren't driven by that, even Matt Rhule's talked about this before, in a way kind of makes the decision for you. So that, to me, there's a balancing act, but it's about recruiting the right people in that room. Talent is a major part of it, but the ones that were, like you said, you are hungry for that competition. You go in and you say, damn, that guy is good. but I can come in, I can push him by the next, by my second, my sophomore year, I can be in a position to be in a good old-fashioned quarterback battle. I'm willing to put that in. I want to experience that. You never had that with Adrian. And I look at what they surrounded him with for weapons, which was very little other than Wandale. But yeah, the quarterback room itself, it was, and we saw that, we saw the result of that.
It's all about having a plan. Like, mm-hmm. like I said this, might've been on a podcast, is you have Superman, and this is where I'm going to be a little bit off because I'm not all up to date on all the Superman movies, but they don't always ask Superman to destroy the enemy by himself, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't
so you can
Richard
have
Pryor
Superman.
Got a super friends.
But you got to have, yeah, super friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Nebraska thought they had Superman, and they didn't have any super friends. They mm-hmm. had they had one of the more horrific offensive lines during his time here.
Yep.
I mean, hey, I want Superman, but I want to accumulate a lot of super friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when you have a plan, when you know you got something, and then you build around them or build with them. I think there's those can be similar and not so similar, but you build with them. But to early on to get a quarterback like that when you already got a stud on campus and we know the quarterbacks transfer,
yep.
I think that says a lot about that quarterback room. I think that's a good spot for the future in development in the room, everybody knowing where they're at, and maybe retention down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't turn into, man, we got to go get a portal guy. Ideally, if you're Nebraska, boy, you would love to go through a stretch here where your quarterbacks are against the norm of college football and they're homegrown.
Yeah.
Because that's not the case. A lot of top 25 programs,
transfer
the quarterback is not homegrown.
Yep.
It's somebody that, you know, grew somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll put a wrap on this show. The crossover with diehard Nugget fan Connor Happer is coming up next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.